once again, being in the moment. The moment appears to be very elusive. It seems complicated. What needs to be realized is the very fact that you have come to realize that there is a moment is a huge step. So you're saying you have come to realize that you're not in the moment. That's huge. Most people don't know there is a moment. They don't have any separation. They live so totally in the process of the mind, which only works in the past or a projected future, that it doesn't even consider the moment. So the fact that you've come to see that there is a moment that you're avoiding, and so is everyone else, is a huge step. You've got to see that there is a moment and you're not being in it. Now, when you try to get into the moment through the mind, it's impossible, because the mind keeps going to the past. It may not seem like the past, but it goes to the past to define what is the moment. But of course, it's a definition intellectually from the mind that has nothing to do with the moment. In the moment, it can't be thought out. You can't think in the moment. In any case, you can't be in the moment, because the moment, it keeps moving. The Zen says every second is the first second of your life. Now, although every second is the first second of your life, that doesn't mean to say that the past isn't influencing. It is. But you see, not only is your past influencing it, everybody's past is influencing, and everything that's happening anywhere in the universe is affecting your moment, every moment. And there's no way of working all that out. So it's a matter of being here with what is. So you said you were sitting and you realized that you realize that everything is so good in your life. Everywhere you look, everything's good, and you're not content. You want more this or more that, or you don't want this or you don't want that. That is the process of the mind. When this click happens, the stillness, still moving, the peace that passeth all understanding, time stands still. It is a phenomenon. You can't even say an experience, because that's more to do with the mind. It's a phenomenon. Something happens and everything stands still. And everything is wonderful. Everything. Everywhere you look, it's wonderful. Every blade of grass. You look at a grasshopper or even a cockroach, and you're in awe of everything. Now, until you're in that space, you can't see what you call yourself or your behavior separate from this consciousness. At that point, you are your behavior, you are your neurosis, your past. You are that, and that's the one to whom you refer. When you say, I felt, you're talking about this robot. This other space doesn't feel. It never feels good and it never feels bad. In this other space, it's beyond understanding. It's something else. Now, here's the part that's so difficult to explain. Everything is included in this moment. And what happens is when you say, all right, I'll include everything in the moment, and then you don't know how to do it, the moment is you not knowing how to do it. But instead of saying, oh, I don't know how to do it, You go, oh, I should know how to do it. Buddha is said to have said to his followers, his bhikkhus, say everything three times. Everything you think it three times. Everything you say it three times. Everything you do it three times. You could play with that for a bit. If you do, it helps you to see what you're actually doing. Instead of saying, oh, I don't like that, and then moving on, you say, I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that. And then you start to see you've got a process going on there. You're not in the moment because you're reinforcing not liking it instead of watching, I don't like it either. That's in the moment. The fact that you don't like it is also in the moment. Everything's okay if you see it and embrace it and include it. Make the slightest distinction, however, in any way whatsoever, and you've separated yourself from the moment. You've gone back into the machine instead of, ah, yes, this is happening. Oh, yes, this is happening. Oh, I like that. I like that I like that. I don't like that. I don't like that I don't like that. Yes, yes, yes. Whatever. Yes. Whatever. Yes. That's what's happening. Whatever is happening is happening. And there is absolutely nothing you can do about it in the moment. So you say, if I'm more alert or I look to the past, I can see how to be in the future. No, you can't, because the past never comes back again. It's always fresh. The moment's always fresh. It might look like the same, but it's never the same. Nothing is ever the same. Everything is fresh every moment. And if you're looking to the past on how to handle it, it's too late. This moment's gone. If you're looking how to get out of the way, that car looks as though it's going to run you over. If you think about it, it's too late. There's a part in you that will get you to jump. And if you're not thinking about what you'll do, you'll jump. In the East, they say something like, if you put a hot potato in somebody's hand, they don't think about dropping it. It's gone. If you think, you're not here. Unless you include that you're thinking that you're not here. Include everything. However it is. So, you say, everything's perfect in my life and I want more. Fact. Now the mind says, look, you've got everything. You shouldn't be complaining. It doesn't matter whether you are or not. You are. And then if you say, oh, look, my mind says I shouldn't be... Include that my mind's saying. I shouldn't be saying that. My mind, I'm doing, I'm saying. Include. And if you stop resisting, stop fighting, stop complaining. So somebody says something, you get angry. That's resistance. This is known as a bad thing. Oh no, that happens. That's a reaction. Where you get stuck is you say, I shouldn't have reacted. Now you're really stuck. Because you did react. And it's all over and it's all gone. And you're stuck with that part in your mind. Instead of saying, ah, that happened. Start again. You really can start again every single moment. Will you get stuck again? Almost certainly. You've probably spent lives and lives and lives getting to where you were with this huge amount of what's called karma. All the cellular memory, not only yours, but everybody's, is embedded in you somewhere. So are you going to get free in one jump? Most unlikely. People sit for 18 hours a day for lifetimes and don't get clear. And it can happen. In a way, if you're sitting for 18 hours a day for it to change, you're really stuck. Because instead of saying, this is my life, I will live it to the maximum potential with the circumstances that are unfolding, you're saying, oh no, I'm going to go away and get away from all this. You can't get away from it. You can't get away from yourself. You're more likely to wake up in the world than you are tucked away trying to avoid the world. You're in the world. You're here. That time for gurus and disciples, it's all over. It's all over. We've done that. Encounter groups, and we've done it. It's all over. People have processed that already. Now it's about being here each moment just as it is. And that includes everything, every single thought. Ah, yes, I just had this thought that I didn't want to have this thought. Oh, yes, I was just complaining. Not reinforcing it, not suppressing it, not working on it, just seeing. It is so simple. It is just so simple. But the mind's very tricky because it doesn't like simple things. Because simple things for the mind is suicide. And the mind's job is to look after you. Well, it needs to do that physically. But you need to take over now. And say, thank you very much, mind. I'll listen to you every now and again to see what's appropriate. And I'm going to take responsibility for my life now. Instead of keep following you, going back to the past and projecting a fantasized future, I'm staying here. I'm going to be here. And if I'm not here, I'm going to accept not being here either as well. I'm here. I'm now, and this is my priority every single moment. I will not touch a door handle without being aware I'm touching a door handle. I will not leave a drawer open without being aware I've left the drawer open, or I've closed it, or it closed smoothly, or it went bang, or it rattled. I am here, I am now, this is my priority. If you don't connect with this, you don't connect with it. If you say, oh, I didn't connect with it, I can't get it. You see, there you go. It's a complaint and it's a resistance and you're stuck on the wheel. That'll go on forever. An alternative would be, you know, I've heard that so many times and I don't get it. But I'm going to keep looking. The complaint says, it's not the way I want it. And behind that is, and it's somebody's fault. And then you can say, oh, it's my parents' fault because that, or my teachers, or the priest, or something. You can go on putting that. But the fact is, your complaint is saying, I will not be here now. Just as it is, I will not be me. I am demanding that not only everybody else is different, that I'm different as well. And that's the wheel of samsara. That just goes going on and on and on until you say, this is me. This is the way I am at the moment. It's not the way I want to be. I'm certainly going to look to be different. But as I keep saying, you can't be different until you experience how you are. Keep saying that, don't you? You can't go somewhere unless you start from somewhere. You have to know where you are. And you don't know where you are because you keep wanting to be somewhere else. You want to be somebody different. And you're not somebody different. You are who you are. And until you get who you are, you're with who you are. You are how you are. You're not going and go anywhere. You're living in a dreamland. This is how you are in this moment. Is it all of you? Absolutely not. You're endless. But you're not experiencing that. You're not even experiencing what you're experiencing. You're always trying to be something different instead of having what's happening now. You're upset? Be upset. Be with the upset. Don't try and understand it. Don't justify it or explain it. Be upset. Drop into the upset. If you don't resist it, if you don't fight it, something starts, it unravels, it expands, it evaporates. If you are who you are in each moment.